USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate passed gun control legislation Thursday, with some Republicans joining Democrats to attach more laws on law-abiding citizens. The 65-33 vote capped a month of negotiations. The red flag laws attached to the bill will give the government the okay to take guns away from anyone they deem unfit. Representative Roger Williams from Texas on Newsmax says we're doing this backwards.
We should secure our schools before we have the gun debate.
Nearly 5 years after his release from prison, O.J. Simpson is being sued by the father of Nicole Simpson's friend, Ron Goldman. $96 million is the number. A civil court in 1997 found Simpson liable for his wife and Ron's murder. Stanley Cup Finals continue tonight at 8 Eastern. The Colorado Avalanche lead the best-of-seven series 3-1. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I am extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The COVID-19 vaccine is now available to the youngest of our youngsters.
Children as young as 6 months old are now eligible to be vaccinated against COVID-19 following the approval late last week by the FDA and the CDC of Moderna and Pfizer doses for kids between 6 months and 5 years old. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky spoke Thursday during a White House COVID task force briefing about the importance of getting young kids vaccinated.
Young children do not need to have an underlying condition to be at risk of severe disease. In fact, over half of children hospitalized with COVID-19 were otherwise healthy and had no underlying medical condition.
According to the latest data from the CDC, 442 children under the age of 5 have died from COVID during the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, was charged on Thursday with driving under the influence by the Napa County District Attorney's Office. The complaint says Paul Pelosi, 82 years of age, he was driving under the influence of alcohol causing injury. If Paul Pelosi is convicted of the misdemeanor, he could face a minimum of 5 days in jail and up to 5 years probation and fines. The slightly bipartisan gun bill that gives the government the okay to take guns away from those they see not fit is a deal-breaker for Representative Roger Williams, a Republican from Texas. He was on Newsmax after the gun control bill passed the Senate on Thursday. Just over a dozen Republicans joined with Democrats in supporting the red flag laws.
The red flag laws just in itself are deal killers for me, but we have to see it. The problem is we can talk about this gun debate all the time, but each time, the longer we go with it, we do nothing, and we need to be securing our schools. And I think we should secure our schools before we have the gun debate, which is we're doing it backwards right now. But the red flag laws and the due process, I have a real problem with. So I'll see what it looks like. But, you know, I guess I would say I'm leaning no right now.
The Supreme Court on Thursday struck down a New York law that placed strict restrictions on carrying concealed weapons in public for self-defense. They called it unconstitutional. Justice Clarence Thomas said the New York proper cause requirement prevented law-abiding citizens from exercising their Second Amendment rights. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.